The pasuk says, "Amalach ha'goyeloisi mikol ro, yivorech esaneorim v'yikorevohem shmi v'shem avoisai, Avraham Yitzchok v'yidgul aroiv b'kerev ha'oretz." That Malach, Yaakov Avinu asks, that redeemed him and protected him from all of his tzoras. Seems he asked that the Malach should be involved because he wasn't sure that they'd be zeicher themselves, the Mefarshim say. So, Yivorech Hasanorim, and that's what he says right here, Einam Ra'uyim Levarchosech, or Bilti Emtsoi, V'yikorevim Shmi V'shem Avoisai. But the critical thing is he's asking that they should, his descendants should be eligible to be called B'shem Shmi, his name, Yaakov, B'shem Avoisai, Avraham Yitzchok. And the Sipurnu continues and says, Loishem Terach V'nochor, not the name of Terach or Nochor, which are also there, antecedents, their relatives. Ki atzadikim lo yikore aleim shem avoisam horoshoim. On tzadikim, you don't call them with the names of their wicked ancestors. V'chein behepich. Ki omram, it's a gemara in Sanhedrin that says, zichrein levrocha, de karina le rishio, afilo bar tzadiko, rishio bar rishio. That a person is called a rosha, we call a rosha, even if he's the descendant or the son of a tzaddik, we call him rishio bar rishio. We do not want to shelo yisyaches le'oviv atzadik, al yisyaches le'eza me'avoysa rishoim. A person who is a rosha, that he is not going to be meyuchas, even though he has a father and ancestors who are tzaddikim, we're not going to be meyaches him to those ancestors, but we're rather going to call him, as the Gemara says, we're going to call him Rishia bar Rishia, a Rosha, descendant of a Rosha, even though his immediate ancestors may have been tzaddikim. Because we don't call a Rosha by the name of his tzaddik ancestors, we call him by the name of Rishoyim ancestors. Avol yisyaches le'eza be'avoysav Rishoyim. He's only meyuchas, even though his father is a tzaddik, to the avoysav Rishoyim, because he's a rosha. Vilochein, and therefore he says, hispalel aleihem, therefore Yaakov was mispalel on his children and their descendants, shiyu muchonim v'ne'ezorim la'avoydes okel yisborach, that they should be prepared, ready, and help. They should have siyata d'shmaya to do the avodas Hashem. But often in a way sheil reuyim lehisyaches la'avrom uliyitzchok, in a way that they should be worthy of being considered. V'korei bohem shmi v'shem avoyse avrom yitzchok al derech the posuk in Tehillim yachei levovi leyiroshemecho. That's what the Sipurnu says. So, first of all, what the Alderech Yachei Levovi, that we have to see what that means. But what is going on over here? Is Yaakov Avinu being mispala that his children should be tzaddikim? Is that the tefillah? That's all he's saying. I want my children to be tzaddikim. And the modality or the frame of reference that I use is, well, if they're going to be tzaddikim, then they're going to be able to be called my children. But if they're not going to be tzaddikim, then I won't be able to call them my children. Is that what's happening here? First of all, the pasuk itself says what he's asking, v'yikorei bohem shmi v'shem avoisai. And the Sipurnu says, a ben rosho will only be misyaches to the rishoim, v'lochein hispalel aleihem shiyu muchonim ezorim la'avodas okel. It sounds like, not that he's mispalel that they should be muchonim la'avodas okel in order, and he's using the Shem Avoisai as the frame of reference. Just what I mean to say is they should be tzaddikim, because only tzaddikim will be called B'Shem Avoisai, and therefore I want them to be tzaddikim. I'm just using the Shem Avoisai as some remez, some indirect thing that now that they're going to be tzaddikim, they'll be roy the Shem Avoisai. It sounds like from the Sipurnu, he says, because Rishoim are only misyaches to their Avois of Rishoim, they won't be misyaches to tzaddikim. Lochein hispalel aleihem. Therefore, he was inspired. They should be nezorim, and they should be beoifin. They should be reuim l'siachis l'avrom l'yitzchok. His ikar tefila was that his children and his descendants should be roi to be misyachis to Avrom and Yitzchok, and not to Terach and Nochor and whoever else were reshoim in their families. So it seems that the focus is more critical about the the way they're going to be considered, what they're going to be called, that Rashiya bar Rashiya, they're going to be called Rashiya bar Rashiya, and therefore he says, Lochain, therefore they have to be tzaddikim, because otherwise they're going to be called Rashiya bar Rashiya, and that seems to be the concern of Yaakov Avinu, and that's why he says, he asked the Malach to bless them, and he says, V'yikori bohem shmi v'shem avoysai Avrom Yitzchok, and that's my goal. My goal is that they should not be called Rishoi b'nei Rishoi, but they should be roi to be considered b'nei tzadikim. Now that's very interesting, because the essence is that they should be roi to serve Hashem in the proper way. But yet his concern in the future of his children was how they're going to be called. So it seems that this idea of how they're going to be called is maybe more critical or more basic or more powerful or extremely powerful in the influence of how they're going to behave. In other words, it's not only that a person acts, okay, he's trying to do, hopefully he'll have siyata d'shmaya and he should be able to accomplish his avodas Hashem, but it has to be, if he doesn't have that proper image of himself, if he's considered, he's categorized, he's called, I don't know who's calling, whether he's calling himself, other people call him, I guess it's both, but if he's categorized as a ben rosha, then that's going to affect his avodas Hashem. And it seems it was more Yaakov Avinu's concern of how they're going to be looked at, and I guess Memela look at themselves in terms of their ability to be mamshich this avodas Hashem, even more than directly just focusing and say, oh, they should be mamshich avodas Hashem. In other words, there's a hechsher mitzvah, there's a condition that's critical for them to be able to be mamshich the avodas Hashem, and that is to have that positive image about themselves. I'm not a ben rosha, I'm a ben tzaddik. And if cholila they're not going to be eligible to be called a ben tzaddik, then that can be the most negative impact on what they're going to do in the future. And that, I would say, must be what he says, al derech yachei levovi liyor shemecho l'chore l'sipurnu in Tilim, only says, shelo yitztorech lahasig tzorchei chayesho, that my heart should be united to yachei levovi liyor shemecho, which means I shouldn't have any other distractions in my heart, that I shouldn't have to worry about parnoso, but my heart should be focused on my avodas Hashem, and not to be compartmentalized by a focus on tzorchei chayesho. Over here, we're not talking about chayesho. So the way that it would have to be consistent with how the Sipurnu learned yachei levovi means that it will be part of my heart will be distracted. I want to put my full heart into my Yirah Shamayim, into Avodas Hashem. But the fact that I'm considered a Ben Rosho, that's not gonna let sit well. That's gonna distract me. I can't possibly, if I don't have that positive self-image, if I don't have that sense of Ani Ben Tzadik, I'm not talking Yichus so much, but just the concept of Tzadik or Rosho, that if I'm connected to that concept of Rosha, then that interferes. My full heart can't focus on my Avodas Hashem because of the fact that I have this disturbance, I have this connection. So it means that, I think what this means in simple language is that it's very critical for a person to have a positive sense of who he is. The Pirkei Avos says you shouldn't look at yourself Rosha Be'einecho. If a person's a Rosha Be'einov, or if a person I'm part of the Rishoyim, I stem from Rishoyim, I carry this psul of Rishus. If he feels he carries the psul of Rishus, then it's going to be very, very difficult. It was so critical that the critical ingredient that Yaakov Avinu was concerned about all his children in his focus that should be Ovdei Hashem and do everything proper was that they should be able to be called Shem B'ni V'Shem Avoysai Avrom V'Yitzchok, because that would be such a critical ingredient in keep them going in the right direction. Just wanted to add that this posuk, I've mentioned this many times, this is a posuk in Tilim in Pei Vav, posuk Yud Aleph. This posuk I was told by Rabbi Ari Levine, Zechreinu Livrocha, that when he used to daven in Chevron, in the city of Chevron, before the pogrom there, for the Omer on the Yom Noroim, and the altar was still there, so the altar told him that every day in Shmoneh Esrei he should recite this posuk as a schooler for Ruchnius. This is a posuk where we beseech Hashem to help us grow in Ruchnius. And it looks like the Sipurnu analyzes the three major ingredients in this pursuit of Ruchnius. First is Hareni Hashem Darkecha, b'masiyos, in actions, I guess, you know, that I should be able to know the right way in all my actions that I do. V'loi tishtakach Torah miYisrael b'roiv ha-machlekes. What's that all about? Torah shouldn't be forgotten to Klal Yisrael because of machlekes. It seems that the individual, in asking Hashem to teach him drochecho, that he's concerned. He wants to do the right way. He wants to go the right way. But he's confused because there's so many different opinions. And he's afraid, like, the whole Torah becomes like, there's no Torah anymore. It's forgotten. So he it's a special request to Hashem that I should be able to figure out and to know the right way to go, and that the fact that there is machlekes shouldn't diminish the survival of the Torah, so it should grant me this ability to go b'darkei Hashem. Ahalech ba'amitecho, ba'amitas teiroscho, shelo yimnaeni mizeh shibud golus v'gizeroisam. And this is something that I would say today is very relevant too. In order to go in the Amitas HaTorah, I can't have opposition when there's laws that the government makes that don't allow me to keep my religious convictions. When the Shibud Golius creates all kinds of opposition and pain and suffering and persecution and so forth, so that to go in the Amitius HaTorah, and it sounds like in the Amitius HaTorah, that I get it's too much. I become overwhelmed. I can't focus. That my goal is just to do truth. My goal is, as the Rambam's Loshon, Oiso Emes B'pneishu Emes. And the third thing he says is Yachi Lavovi Shlo Yitzorich Lahasig Tzorchei Chayisho. Chayisho can be a very, very big deterrent to a person following the Derech Hashem, to be Oisik, to be learning to this, as we all know, because he mean Kemachin Torah. Mimela, I'm distracted and I'm worried and I'm burdened and I'm fearful, and bills come in, and I don't know what to do, and I don't have parnosa, and this. So we beseech Hashem that we should be able to put the fullness of our heart. There shouldn't be the distractions. Chaye Shor, we should be able to live with Menuchas HaNefesh, that the Chaye Shor shouldn't take a part of my heart, and I won't be able to focus on the Avedas Hashem. And this is the posuk that was suggested by the Alter, that everybody should recite daily in Shmoneh Esrei, that it should be a schus, that we should takabizoicha, to be able to follow B'darkei Hashem. That's the 250.